it may be that the officer violated the law, but we have no definitive proof to that end. And so I think we have to understand that investigation takes a while, and here's why. First thing that has to happen is you've got to secure the crime scene. You've got to make sure that the evidence is collected, the shell casings, the vehicle where at least one of the shots was fired, based upon what I heard the chief say, that needs to be processed, that needs to be removed to a garage where they can put up lights and do all their fancy stuff. And, you know, depending on how many bullets were fired inside or their bullet strikes in the vehicle that they have to account for, so on and so forth. So all of that has to happen. The detectives need to conduct interviews of witnesses. So witnesses need to be identified, taken down to Ferguson Police Headquarters or to a county substation or wherever they need to be taken for interviewing. 911 tapes, dispatch tapes, these need to be reviewed, transcribed so that they can figure out exactly what was said. The officer's weapon needs to be inventoried. My understanding, because there was a struggle between the officer and the suspect, the officer's clothing needs to be inventoried, turn into evidence, and then processed for trace evidence. Same thing with the suspect's clothing, but that's going to take a while because that gets handed off to the medical examiner. The medical examiner has to do the postmortem examination, do the autopsy. Once that is done, needs to type it up, review it, make sure everything's okay. Then and only then can that information be released, and that's really going to be vital. How many bullet wounds did the suspect suffer? What were the path of the bullet wounds? Does this tell us anything about the posture of the suspect's body when he was impacted by the rounds? So there's a lot of stuff that needs to be put together. Then, after everything is put together in terms of a report, then investigative conclusions need to be drawn. And then and only then could any prosecutor make any decision about whether they wish to move forward with any sort of indictment.